Hi there. The word for you today is, give God his tithe. In Leviticus 27 verse 30 we read, a tithe of everything belongs to the Lord. Instead of saying, I'm giving God my tithe, you should actually say, I'm giving God his tithe. You say, but I earned it, so I own it. No. The Bible says in Psalm 24 verse 1, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. That means God owns every square foot of real estate on earth, and every person who walks on it, including you. So, you're not an owner. You say, well, what am I then? You're a steward. And while good stewards deserve to be well rewarded by their masters, a steward's first priority is to please their master and carry out his will. The Bible says, a tithe of everything belongs to the Lord. So, let's get our thinking straight on this issue. In God's eyes, 10% of our income is, quote, dedicated funds, and it's to be used for one thing only, fulfilling God's purposes in the earth. And by the way, tithing isn't how the church raises its budget. It's how God raises his children. We distort God's word when we teach tithing as a means of getting money to pay off church debt, or as a substitute for other worn-out methods of fundraising, or even as a cure-all for the church's financial shortfalls. In Proverbs 23 verse 26, God says, son or daughter, give me thine heart. When God has your heart's deepest affection, you'll give gladly and not grudgingly. The first man in Scripture ever to tithe was Abraham. And why did he do it? Gratitude, because God had delivered him from the hand of an enemy who was out to destroy him. Let me ask you, has God delivered you? Has he protected you? Has he provided for you? Has he blessed you? If so, show your gratitude by giving him his tithe, which is his portion. Okay? That's the word for you today.